Proclamation number 0840 of 1st of April, 1939. Father Words. Simple Living. Sham Property. All your requests shall be granted, my child, and you shall see and feel how intimately your Savior's love embraces you. For anyone who strives for me will truly be seized by me and guided and cared for with all love. Behold, my child, the human being's heart is destined to receive me, and it will shiver with such abundance of love when I dwell within it that it will truly no longer desire earthly joy. When I therefore approach the earthly child, all desire for the world will have disappeared, and it will only lie for me and my love. To desire in all simplicity what gives you deepest happiness is far more valuable than the everlasting care for earthly needs. You will have in abundance what your body needs if only you first take the needs of your soul into account. And thus I especially bless your devotion to this work and always remain close to you in order to protect you against all hostility from outside. The urge for truth will always be a nuisance to those who have fallen prey to the Prince of Lies, and they will try to destroy what, as a work of truth, could be a hindrance to them in earthly life. Yet I will always stand by your side and warn you where your zeal could cause harm. Put the right words into your mouth and don't allow yourself to get into danger, for my fighters are under my protection and may never ever feel abandoned by me. All striving for truth is also a thorn in the side of those who have separated themselves from me for selfish reasons, who do not find fulfillment in the simple way of life which my commandments demand of them, and therefore want to make a completely different law their guideline than the one contained in my teaching. And yet, you humans don't understand how much more of a hindrance your planned way of life is for your spiritual development. You don't see the disadvantage for your soul, but only ever consider the body and what it is promised. If you now take a path which considerably leads astray, and I don't want to send you the truth which will instruct you correctly, what should the success of your earthly life look like? It is incomparably more difficult to reach the aim if you increase the resistances instead of reducing them. You desire so much that distracts your senses from the pure spiritual. You are in constant loneliness despite the most imaginable distractions the world offers you, for all these only serve the body but never the soul for its salvation. You weaken your power of resistance and remain completely uninvigorated, for you spend your life's energy on useless things and are slaves to your urges instead of controlling them. And if the truth is offered to you, it is not palatable to you, and therefore you don't want to hear it, but are much more amenable to teachings about worldly things. Just imagine for once that you deprive yourselves, that you give up a much more beautiful life in eternity, for the sake of the short time on earth, when you lived it wrongly and contrary to your purpose. And then imagine for what trifles you have forfeited the glories in the beyond. And consider that I will truly not leave you without warning during your earthly life in order to protect you from precisely this error which has such severe consequences. Why don't you accept the truth? Why do you prefer the short earthly time with its sham goods to eternity, which can give you true fulfillment? Life is given to you by me so that it will be a blessing for you when used correctly, and I myself give you the instructions as to how you can derive the greatest advantage for the soul from this life. Yet anyone who only thinks of the body will not make use of the gift of heaven, for he who gave you earthly life wants to make the eternal kingdom accessible to you through it. men.